opportunity to get two on instead of just 2 points?
I do, and I wish the NHL would do that. I think it puts more emphasis on the win. If you look at the NHL, sometimes you'll see teams actually play last couple minutes for that tie. Mm-hmm. You know, and so I think the 3 points for an outright win, it means more. I think that's a big thing. If you end up tying, I go, you know, I think it should be worth an extra point if you win the regulation. I like it a lot. I think it's great.
Well, the Huskies are now 500 when it comes to that extra point. We've got the first one with Reed Sturos scoring. What was that? I'm trying to think.
First game. One of the first games?
Yeah, it was the first game. Was that but who was it against? I don't remember who.
I don't know.
But anyway, he scored it. We lost twice to Anchorage and beat Anchorage once. So we're at 500 when it comes to that extra point. And
Anchorage.
Yeah, I mean, they've been the Achilles heel for us in the last couple of years. Yeah, so we'll take a break. Coach Mel Pearson's going to be calling in. We've got questions for everybody, and you still have time to get your question in. Call 48 or the email address, dj@themix93.com. More of the Mel Pearson Show right after these.
This is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. If something were to happen to you today, would your family be left with a financial burden to cover your debts and final expenses? Would they be able to maintain their same lifestyle without you? No matter your age and situation, there is an auto owner's life insurance policy to meet your unique needs, and an auto owner's life policy is likely more affordable than you think. Stop in at the Turvo Agency in Hancock and see how a life insurance policy from auto owner can provide the protection your family needs and deserves. Think life.
Hey, sports fan. Sully again from the Campus Store asking you to show your home team pride by shopping at University Images or the Campus Store here at Michigan Tech or at bookstore.mtu.edu. You don't have to take my word about our quality sportswear. In fact, here's what Blizzard had to say about it. Absolutely, Blizzard. I couldn't have said it better myself. We do have fresh athletic apparel sporting the new logo coming out all the time. Support the home team and show your Husky pride. Stop in today or visit us online as we are your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs.
A reminder from Gary Jorgensen of Lake Accounting. If you are self-employed or own rental property and paid any non-corporate business greater than $599 for goods or services, you are required to issue a 1099 MISC no later than January 31st. You must file Form 1096 and 1099 MISC with the IRS no later than January 31st to avoid a penalty. Please call Lake Accounting to assist you in filing these forms and to avoid IRS penalties. Call 482-2370. Lake Accounting is located 1 mile west of the Copper Country Mall, Houghton.
Do you hear it? For some, the sound is clear. It's that distant awakening warrior call that spurs you on to action. It pushes you to become more than you, your friends, your coach, or family ever imagined. But wait, is nagging foot pain fading your resolve? Don't surrender. Dr. Reminga at Northern Foot Care Center hears your warrior call. He's ready to tackle your foot pain head on. Today is not the day for failure. We've got this. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ, and just glad to have you with us here. I can't believe we've gone this far in the show. You said you played for the Red Wings, right?
Yeah. Suchuk's going to beat Russell. They're going to wave it.
Oh, what a hit by little Suchuk on great big Cam Russell. Holy mackerel. Binder put him out onto Rush Street. Look at Suchuk, about half the size of Cam Russell.
He got the angle on him. Boy, yeah. I'll tell you what.
You know, he went to the University of Wisconsin. He plays like a Badger, doesn't he? Don't get this little guy cornered. Tell you what.
What was that other team you played for, too? Oh, yeah, the LA Kings.
Curry behind the net to Robitaille. Robitaille to Curry. Shoots. Looked like he may have had a knockdown. Way up around by Robitaille. Tip wide. Now Robitaille still with it. Suchuk shoots. He scores. Gary Suchuk wins the game. The Kings win it.
Gary Suchuk is with us, assistant coach for the Michigan Tech hockey team on the Mel Pearson Show. And I do that just to tick Gary off every time he comes in here now. Coach Mel Pearson is with us, too. Good morning, Coach.
Hi, Dirk. Hi, Shuey.
Hi, Coach.
Well, we're just learning how to win in overtime. We're playing Gary Suchuk goals. That's what we're trying to
do. We could have used him this weekend, no doubt about it. But, Shuey knew what to do with the puck when he had it on his stick and had a chance to score, but we've got to find ways to close out games like Friday night when we have that lead late, regardless of what's going on. And then, obviously, overtimes both nights, we had great opportunities to end the game and earn the 3 points. And points are so valuable, as we found out the last couple of years, you know, where we lost the McNaughton Cup by a point or two a couple of years ago. And then last year, obviously, you know, it comes down to a tie in points. So every point is critical. Especially this time of the year and going forward. So we've got to find ways in tight games to get it done. And there are going to be a lot of tight games going forward. It's just, you know, I don't know if you guys have talked about it, but it's playoff hockey right now. I mean, everybody has so much at stake, whether you're trying to make home ice in the playoffs, whether you're trying to just make the playoffs. It's so critical. So we're going to have to make sure that we understand that and find a way to get things done.
Well, to me, it's one of the brilliant things about the top eight teams, only the top eight teams getting into the playoffs. It really makes a different atmosphere, I think, in the last 10, 12 games of the season for everybody involved, not just the teams that are battling for the McNaughton Cup or, you know, whatever. I mean, you're playing teams like we were this past weekend trying to get into the playoffs, and that means every game is so much more meaningful than it was when all 10 teams got into the playoffs. So I think it really adds a lot, and I think you're right. But I wanted to get your thoughts really quick, Coach. We have a ton of questions for you and Gary, but your thoughts just on the weekend in general against the Seawolves.
Disappointment, I think. Frustration. I felt it in practice. I think I mentioned on the post game, just, you know, we did not have the energy or the enthusiasm we've had in practice. I'm not sure why. As our first week back in school, we've been gone from home for quite a while. And I thought it carried over a little bit into the weekend. Not that we didn't play hard at times, not that we didn't push the pace, but it's a fine line. I mean, between really ready to go and just being ready to go. And we've got to understand that, like you mentioned, Dirk, every opponent we play, especially the teams like Anchorage, I mean, they're playing. I mean, it's do or die. They don't get points. They're not going to make the playoffs. Their season's going to be done in 4 or 5 weeks. So we've got to understand that. There's so much at stake every game. And I just thought that, you know, we haven't had a little bit of a downer or a little bit of a letdown for a while now. And I thought that showed a little bit this weekend. As the games went on, I thought we got better. I thought we played much better in the third period both nights and in overtime. We just couldn't finish. And then you keep teams hanging around. If you can't put them away or get the lead or put some distance between teams, you know, that's what they're trying to do. They want to keep it a tight game, a one-goal game or a tie game, and give themselves an opportunity to win. And we just have to understand the mode and go from there. And then obviously this weekend, we're playing a team that's desperate to catch us. I mean, they want to finish in that top two. Well, they're a good hockey team. So, I think we'll be fine this week. We won't have to say a lot. The games that you should win, the games that you should win are always the toughest to win because it's that human nature to take them a little light and all of a sudden you're not prepared to play. You just don't have that switch you can turn on and go because the other team has something to say about it. But an unsatisfying bad taste in your mouth, whatever you want to call it, on the weekend. We did, manage to pick up 3 points, which isn't the worst thing, but you always want more, Dirk. Our expectations are very high here at Michigan Tech.
All right, Coach, we have a lot of questions. Let's get to some of them. This is one that was actually carried over from last week that we didn't get a chance to get to. Is there a time frame you are shooting for on the rink expansion?
Oh, boy, that might be above my pay grade, that question. I want that done tomorrow, but obviously we're going to have to raise some money. We're going to have to put a program together between Suzanne, our athletic director, President Moraz, and the fundraising people over at the Michigan Tech Fund and Darcy Ways. So we have plans for that. We've reviewed those plans a couple times, so we have everything in order. We just got to get moving on that. So, that's above my pay grade. So, I want that done tomorrow, but it may take a while. So, I don't have the answer for that question.
All right. I don't want to get anybody in trouble here, and I'm always very careful when we get these questions in. This is a very long email, and then sure. I think the bottom line is this fan and WCHA.